What would you do if you woke up one day to discover your business partner had vanished with everything, leaving you with three young daughters and $500,000 in debt? Most would declare bankruptcy and start over. At 36, Meyer Barak chose a different path. He acknowledged every penny owed and rebuilt through day trading, eventually creating TradeNet, one of the world's largest trading schools. This isn't another rags-to-riches fantasy. It's a brutal education in market psychology that Wall Street professionals quietly pass around like contraband. Even tech investor Ashton Kutcher has praised its unflinching honesty. What makes this journey compelling isn't the success story. It's the uncomfortable truths revealed along the way about how markets really work and who profits from your mistakes. Every stock purchase is a bet against another human being. When you click buy, you're not dealing with some neutral institution. You're facing someone who thinks you're wrong. They believe the stock is overvalued. You think it's underpriced. One of you will lose money to the other. This zero-sum battlefield operates under pleasant euphemisms like equities and investment vehicles. But strip away the terminology, and you'll find a gambling club where professionals systematically extract wealth from the public through commissions, management fees, and taxes. The statistics are sobering. Roughly 90% of retail investors lose money, while professionals consistently profit. Why? Because most people approach trading like they approach buying a lottery ticket, hoping luck will favor them without understanding the game's mechanics. Trading began in 400 BC, but modern stock markets emerged in 1602 when Amsterdam's Dutch East India Company offered public shares paying 16% annual dividends. This revolutionary approach separated ownership from management. Stockholders provided capital while managers controlled operations. In London, around 1693, stock traders operated from Change Street coffee shops after getting barred from the Royal Exchange. Wall Street's name comes from a 1653 protective barrier built by Dutch Governor Peter Stuyvesant. The first major bubble burst in 1720 when South Sea Company shares crashed, proving that greed and fear have driven markets for centuries. NASDAQ's 1971 launch marked a pivotal shift, computerizing all processes and connecting market makers electronically. This push-button approach democratized access but accelerated the speed at which fortunes are made or lost. Between 1999 and 2011, S&P 500 investors merely broke even, while bank deposits yielded 50% with zero risk. Yet the myth persists that anyone can pick winning stocks. Day trading operates differently. It capitalizes on short-term price movements occurring in minutes or hours. Like art dealers buying and selling for immediate profit, traders use fast money that enters and exits repeatedly, sleeping peacefully with most capital in cash rather than exposed to overnight market swings. Becoming a successful day trader requires discipline that 90% of people lack. The 8-step path is straightforward. Limit reading to avoid information overload, find a mentor or take a course, practice briefly with a demo account, deposit an appropriate amount with a broker, join a trading room for guidance, start with small quantities, maintain a detailed trading diary, and reread educational materials as you gain experience. Notice what's missing? Gut feelings, lucky hunches, and I'll figure it out as I go. People invest years earning degrees for careers paying $50,000 annually, yet attempt trading with life savings based solely on intuition. The successful 10% survive initial failures, accumulate knowledge through structured learning, and profit from unprepared traders who keep entering the market with confidence but no competence. Trading rooms provide crucial support for beginners. You observe how professionals react to sudden market changes, hear their reasoning for entering or exiting positions, and gradually develop your own style. These collaborative environments have existed for over 150 years because collective decisions typically outperform those made by isolated beginners. You'll also need a direct access broker, specialized software that sends orders directly to stock exchange computers. For professional day traders, execution speed and reliability far outweigh commission costs. Just as a skilled carpenter won't compromise on the quality of their saw, serious traders invest in platforms that provide real-time charting and direct routing capabilities. The stock market moves in three directions: up, down, and sideways. Price movements reflect millions of participants' collective psychology, with the market embodying all relevant information at any moment. Attempting to force your opinion on it leads to failure. Charts reveal historical patterns and future movements through support and resistance levels, psychological barriers where buyers or sellers historically entered in force. Weekly charts show long-term trends, daily charts reveal medium-term analysis, and intraday charts expose short-term opportunities. Japanese candlesticks provide deep insights. The body shows opening and closing prices, green indicating bullish movement, red showing bearish, while wicks reveal highest and lowest prices reached. However, technical analysis alone disappoints. Research suggests only 10% of indicators provide reliable signals. Success requires integrating technical analysis with risk management and market psychology understanding. After three consecutive losses, step back. This rule of three exists because psychological impacts intensify with each loss, leading to increasingly emotional decisions and fighting the market, a battle ending in further losses. Volume precedes price movements, revealing institutional activity before it becomes obvious. Large investors disguise massive orders through smaller, repeated transactions to avoid moving prices against themselves. Increased volume signals accumulation before price spikes and informed selling before declines. The most important trading rule: the trend is your friend. Trade only in the trend's direction. Upward trends show higher highs and higher lows. Downward trends show lower highs and lower lows. Similar highs and lows indicate sideways movement, occurring about one-third of the time. Support and resistance mark crucial price levels where power shifts between buyers and sellers. When resistance breaks, it becomes support, and vice versa, because breakout buyers want to add positions, sideline traders seek entry points, and wrong side traders need exits. Leonardo Fibonacci's mathematical sequence follows nature's golden ratio of 1.618, which remarkably appears in stock movements. Stocks typically find support at specific Fibonacci retracement levels, 31.2%, 50%, and 61.8% from highs. Though dismissed by some as self-fulfilling prophecy, its widespread acceptance makes it essential for trading. Breakout trading captures price movements when buyers overwhelm sellers at resistance with high volume. Though 80% fail, understanding this enables smarter trading. Success correlates with consolidation length. The longer the base, the higher into space. Extended consolidation builds energy and attracts participants who buy at breakouts. Shorting breakdowns mirrors breakouts in reverse. Breakdowns move faster than breakouts. Breakouts are driven by greed, breakdowns by fear, as investors desperately escape falling prices. This fear-driven selling creates powerful downward momentum, requiring quicker reactions but delivering faster profits. Gaps occur when opening prices differ from previous closes. Most gaps fill the same day, 80% probability, and 90% fill within 10 days. If a stock gaps up, it's likely to drop to the previous close during that session. These strategies mean nothing without proper risk management. Define your red lines, how much capital you'll risk overall and per trade before entering positions. Many traders never set these limits until they've crossed them, a financially devastating mistake. Stop-loss orders automatically exit positions when prices move against you. Use mental stops when actively watching screens, but place actual orders when holding multiple positions or stepping away. Failed traders share one fatal flaw: refusing to cut losses quickly. Professional traders lose on half their trades, but immediately admit mistakes and move forward. Success isn't about picking better stocks, it's about cutting losses faster while letting winners run. Kahneman and Tversky's research reveals people hate losing twice as much as they enjoy winning, making traders hold losers too long while selling winners too early. Self-confidence requires deliberate development. Childhood beliefs become automatic programs controlling our responses. The difference between successful and unsuccessful traders isn't skill, it's perception. Examine your internal dialogue and eliminate weakening phrases like perhaps or I can't. Replace them with empowering alternatives like I will succeed. Today's era offers accessible knowledge and capital, rewarding good ideas regardless of background. Yet knowledge without action remains unrealized potential. Obstacles aren't failures. They're temporary detours stimulating creativity. Success resembles an avalanche, starting small before growing unstoppably. The market rewards only those who respect its power and approach it with discipline, humility, and relentless self-improvement.